Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Polly Rulin of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Back with Polly in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Hey, wheat producers, Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have five certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 00809140. That phone number for Joe Pieper again is 580-541-1949. Polly Rulin is the chief executive officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. She says the beef checkoff more than ever before, trying to meet consumers where they're at. In this case, meeting consumers on the World Wide Web.
We are heavy into the digital environment as far as the consumer goes, and we're really excited, but we're becoming more and more sophisticated dealing with a consumer in that environment. One of the things that we're proud of is a few months ago, Facebook launched a new app called Canvas, and that allows us to put ads on Facebook that are much richer than our ads used to be. You can swipe and travel through a journey, a beef journey, that includes recipes, video recipes, production information, all in a rich color format that really allows consumers to engage with beef as a product and the origin of that product. So Facebook is becoming so much more sophisticated, and we're able to use it in so many more ways than we used to. We're also working for between fiscal year 2017, which is the current year. Our fiscal year ends September 30th, and we're rolling into fiscal year 18. We have understood from consumers that while they used to like to surf the web and look at a bunch of different websites for their information, they're getting more sophisticated in how they search the web for information. So as we roll from 2017 into 2018, we are consolidating 8 checkoff-funded websites into one big flagship Beef It's What's For Dinner website, beefitswhatsfordinner.com, and that website will cover the entire beef community from producers to retailers, food service, and all the space in between to help consumers become very familiar with beef.
Now, you talk about Facebook, quite a mile marker here not too long ago regarding the number of folks that like the page.
Mm-hmm. We are growing every day. I mean, look at our other programs like Masters of Beef Advocacy, where we train producers and chefs and other people to talk about beef. We reached the 10,000 mark of people that we've trained with our messages to talk about beef. Facebook is just growing by leaps and bounds. Beef is getting popular again. We can look at media coverage. Beef is back on the plate. Beef is in the health zone where it hasn't been before. Beef is part of a healthy protein, high-protein diet. We've seen a turn in media coverage in the last few months toward positive beef messages. That kind of thing doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen without a lot of work, turning beef from kind of the stepchild of the food industry into the darling child of the food industry today.
Clearly, you know, your experiences with Facebook, the way that you're utilizing it in so many different ways, the Beef It's What's For Dinner website, you've really staked a lot of your promotional capital and resources and time, energy, and hopes and dreams, I guess, maybe even throwing it in the boot, on the digital platform.
It's true, and part of the reason is because with checkoff programs like Facebook, we want those results to be very measurable. So we want to be able to prove to our investors that we are getting results for their money. That digital platform environment is much more measurable than any other platform, than television, than print, and even, I hate to say it to you, but even than radio. And so we know when people look at our ads on Facebook, on digital environments, when they click through, when they seek other information, we can measure every single time that happens. And so that allows us to be very accountable to producer investors as far as where their money's being spent and how efficient it is.
Polly Rulin on the beef industry doing well in interacting with the consumers digitally. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.